S4, Unit 1, Text 4, Column. Sammy's Pop Culture Corner by Sammy Chan. K-pop makes waves in Hong Kong. When I turn on the radio today, I don't hear local music. I hear K-pop bands like BTS, Girls' Generation, Twice, and Big Bang. Their upbeat songs are winning over Hong Kong teens. South Korea has truly arrived in Hong Kong. K-pop boy bands and girl bands are legendary for their colorful music videos with well-organized dances and amazing style. Gangnam Style by Psy remains the top viral video of all time, with over 2.5 billion YouTube hits. While BTS's Blood, Sweat and Tears received more than 20 million hits in its first week. The influence of the Korean wave in Hong Kong is clear. In Causeway Bay and Tsim Sha Tsui, fashion shops are selling clothes designed in Korea. According to Emma Lang, who owns K-Shop, young people want to make a statement and to look like they just stepped out of a K-pop music video. Korean reality television, video games, films, and stand-up comedians have also increased in popularity in Hong Kong since K-pop's rise. Until recently, J-pop was the most popular music genre. Teens loved the kawaii or cute look featured in J-pop. Anime and cosplay were hugely popular here. What changed? J-pop has been around for a long time, and its style has not developed much. K-pop, on the other hand, has a fresher sound and makes use of Western styles such as hip-hop and rap. K-pop stars are also trained to be international sensations, while J-pop stars often speak just Japanese. K-pop stars are likely to speak Korean, Mandarin, Japanese, and English. Another possibility is that Hong Kong was ready for a change, and K-pop was ready to take over. I, for one, am excited about the Korean wave.